Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Thursday, everybody. It is Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. But we're always available at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck a Tony out of it.
Yay!
No more, no games! War!
I forgot about the at the end of that one. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon,
I have to go make a work call.
We get a little commissione. It doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out at here. And you can join us during the show at Crab Diving on the Twitter, CrabDiving. We got all kinds of shit to talk about. Sorry, we weren't on yesterday. As regular listeners will know, we have the shittiest fucking internet connections possibly available. And hyperbole, because I'm sure there are people, other places of this country that have shittier. But ours is pretty shitty. It goes out really frequently. There's a lot of construction going on here, and that's what happened. We everything was set up. The I have to move a cart around with the computer on it to set everything up for the show to the board and all that stuff, and everything was set up and ready to go. And then about 3 minutes before the show, the fucking internet kind of cashed out. So we held on and tried to see if we could do it, but we couldn't. It came on, I don't know, a while later, hour later or so. But we will soldier on today. Let us see what is going on in the old headlines. I'm going to launch forward with the headlines while Ryan is on his call over at the HuffPo, the Commie Pinko Liberal, Effete Huffington Post. Picture of the Texas governor, Greg Abbott. And it says, Texas governor orders third shot at anti-voting bill. So what happened, well, I'm sure it'll say here, Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered a third attempt at passing a GOP voting bill, calling another special legislative session to begin this weekend, as Democrats who left the state weeks ago in protest still remain in Washington. More than 50 Democrats who left Texas on July 12th were just on the edge of running out the clock on the current special session and would then torpedo this voter suppression bill till or for the second time since May. And then Abbott has said he's just going to keep calling special session after special session, he says. The 30-day session will begin on Saturday, the new one, and make a new elections package one of the 17 items he instructed them to consider, which includes other items sought by conservative activists, including new border security measures and rules over how race is taught in public school. And let's take a guess at how they want race taught in public school. Is it that the country had slaves and slavery was bad. No, I don't think they're going to say that. They're screaming about the critical race theory, which unless you're in law school or in upper level college, you're not being taught critical race theory. Unless they've tried to, well, they have expanded the definition of what it is, because, but saying, hey, we're going to teach our kids that slavery was bad and that this country, a lot of industry was founded on slavery and things like that. Well, you can't teach them that. You can't teach them about racism. You can't teach them about stuff like that. That makes them hate America, makes them question whether we're the greatest in the country or in the world or not. It looks like the Democrats might be hanging out in D.C. for a while. The Texas Democrat. This is the second time they've walked out. The first time they did it as a surprise and denied a quorum. And then Greg Abbott said he would specifically call a special session because, you know, it's an emergency. It's a big emergency to make sure that the votes of brown people are kept from being put in. He's up for re-election in 2022. Greg Abbott is. The Democrats had been under threat of arrest for breaking quorum in the state House of Reps, and they have not committed to when or whether they plan to return home. They were trying to figure out what they were going to do next as the special session expired, but Greg Abbott went and done called a new one. But some of them this week have said they have no intention to return to the Capitol in Texas. A vast majority, enough to break quorum, have committed to each other to not to be in the Capitol when the second called session happens, says Democratic State Rep. Eddie Rodriguez. So by choosing to hunker down in Washington, the Texas Democrats sought to put pressure on Biden and Congress to pass new federal voting rights legislation. How's that going? And how do they think that's going to happen with I'm sure it's going to be filibustered, and we don't even know what the fuck Manchin and Kristen Sinema, the Democrat lights, are wanting to pull on that one, on the voting rights legislation. I know they wanted to. I thought they had agreed to some kind of compromise where there would actually be. I think it's maybe what's going on in the Senate. There's actually. For some reason now, Democrats will be okay with voter ID laws, got in the new legislation, got some good shit. But I guess we shall have to see. The Republicans, we know their only goal is to make sure nothing gets done so that the dumb people will blame everything on the Democrats, the uninformed voters who... whatever is going on, they blame it on the current administration, no matter whether it's their fault or not. Look what happened with Obama after Mitch McConnell declared that nothing was going to happen. We even had a Supreme Court seat stolen from that motherfucker. Let's see. Over at the Drudge Report, that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Over at the Drudge Report, let's see what's going on over there. I saw this one. Our beloved governor here in the state of Florida, the dangly one down in the southeastern part of the United States here, Ron DeSantis, also known as Ron DeRacist, also known as Ron DeathSantis, was in Panama City, not too far, about an hour and a half from here, maybe, on Wednesday, where he addressed comments from Joe Biden yesterday, who had singled out Florida specifically in how poorly things are going with the COVID. I'm trying to see if Biden's comments are in here. I don't see them. But Ron DeSantis said, this is a guy who ran for president saying he was going to, quote, shut down the virus. And what has he done? He's imported more virus from around the world by having a wide open southern border. Oh, there it is. You could tell right now that this is the messaging that these scumbags are going to be whipping out, that, the virus is getting worse, not because of good patriots who are just exercising their freedoms and not putting on masks and not letting you inject them with Bill Gates's death juice and the chips that they put in there. But by sorry, my computer is going a little wonky here, but blaming it on the migration coming in from the southern border. Of course, it's all those disease ridden browns that are coming over and infecting everybody, which, of course, not accurate in the least bit. Ron DeSantis is doing nothing but just buffing his nipples to prepare for president. He's just trying to make himself as Trumpy and as crazy as possible and as much of an asshole as possible and as belligerent and obnoxious as he can be, because that's what apparently the Republicans seem to like these days. That's what turns them on about Trump. He doesn't pull punches. He tells it like it is. DeSantis said, if you are coming after the rights of parents in Florida, I'm standing in your way. I'm not going to let you get away with it. You're trying to deny kids a proper in-person education. I'm going to stand in your way, and I'm going to stand up for the kids in Florida. What about the children? Says Ron DeSantis.
That's crazy.
Fighting with Joe Biden. So there you go. Those are your headlines, everybody. The let's see, what else have we got here? Elsewhere in the news. So that's those are the two shittiest governors.
Who?
Each headline.
DeSantis?
Yeah. The HuffPo was Greg Abbott,
right,
calling another special session to get the Democrats back to suppress the vote. And the Drudge Report headline was Ron DeSantis is fighting with Biden over COVID.
No shit. Jeez. I mean, you know, I just tasted this coffee. There's flavored coffee in this. I didn't realize that.
I think it smelled flavored-ish.
Yeah, it's good. I didn't know. Well, we have a horrific governor. You know, we could have had a better governor. Remember the last election? There was a guy running.
A better president.
That was better. Yeah, we could add a better president.
I mean, the previous guy.
Most deaf.
So those are your headlines. All kinds of other shit going on in L News today. We've got in that Ron DeSantis. Let's see. In that subject, where's that story I had? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has slipped behind Charlie Crist for governor here in a poll.
Is that good for us?
Well, him being behind in general is good, especially if Val Demings runs, who I think would be, I mean, she is running, who
right.
Would be more pop. I would think she'd be more popular than Charlie Crist. Although he was governor before, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I mean, he's one of these quote unquote moderates, right? Was he involved in?
Well, he used to be a Republican.
Yeah. Was he involved in the debate with Rick Scott where there was a fan involved?
The fan aiming at his balls. Yeah.
Charlie Crist had the illegal fan. Is that correct?
And Rick Scott refused to come out like a diva.
I got to tell you, if you're worried about a guy violating the electronic fan rule in a debate and he's in the GOP in Florida, I mean, you really have to overlook that shit. There's a lot of other stuff going on. You know what I mean? He's got a fan on his balls.
So the survey...
He's not human trafficking.
Conducted by some Florida-based firm here found that 45% of voters said they would vote for the Democratic representative, Charlie Crist.
Yeah.
Who was previously governor from 2007 to 2011. 44%, so just a 1% lead.
Yes.
Said they would vote for DeSantis. Right. And don't forget, it was what, 20,000 votes that DeRacist won by? And that's one of the more unconscionable things about these fucking Republicans. Like Trump. Trump decided he had a mandate when he lost the popular vote.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This asshole barely wins by 20,000 votes. And they're running rampant, the Republicans.
I think they're hypocritical sometimes, these guys. They're hypocritical at times. They're very rapey. And most of the time, correct me if I'm wrong, they lie, I think.
Sure.
And they don't like voting.
And that's different. That's since May, only 30% thought Crist had a chance at winning.
Yeah.
There's Nikki Fried is also running. I forgot. We've got some good candidates. Voters in the May poll expressed greater optimism that fellow Democratic gubernatorial candidate Nikki Fried, the current agriculture commissioner, the only Democrat in upper state office that Jesus. We elected here in this state.
What is their title again?
She's the agriculture commissioner.
God. Well, that's a lot, right? That's oranges and
it's important.
Anything grown out of the soil.
It says the poll comes as Florida has emerged as new epicenter of the COVID surge across the country.
Yes.
Fueled in part by the highly transmissible Delta variant. His actions, his non-action amid worsening cases and hospitalization numbers have fueled more fervent criticism from his opponent.
Damn.
Crist last week accused DeSantis of neglecting his duties amid the pandemic and said, we don't have leadership here.
But DeSantis is popular nationally.
Among
Republicans.
Getting there, yeah.
Yeah. But he's less popular among lunatic Republicans in Florida.
Yeah.
God, is that not strange?
I mean, they like him, but...
Yeah. They just like this Charlie Crist guy.
Sometimes he's not Trumpy enough.
Yeah.
And without Trump on a ticket...
What do you mean? He can't win. Will he win?
Well, are Republicans going to come out in 2022?
I don't think so. If you had, who do you think you see on flags here? If you're a Republican, Trump. You don't see Matt Gaetz. You don't see.
We do have a DeSantis for 2024. Make America Florida,
right.
Which should make everyone run screaming.
What kind of monster would you have to be to have a Matt Gaetz sign in your yard?
I've never seen one. I'll be honest.
I never really have either.
Through two elections here, I've never.
Well, if he's winning by 20%, 30% each time, why would he waste money on signs? It doesn't fucking matter. He's a Republican in Lunaticville.
Actually, just one election for me. But, I don't know. Oh, my God. Richard Trumka died, the president of the AFL-CIO.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Our condolences to his family.
Right.
He was a third-generation miner.
Jeez, man.
From Pittsburgh.
Wow. Can you imagine going down in one of those mines?
Ended up working his way through a law degree.
Yeah.
And then became a staff attorney for United Mine Workers in the 70s and took over in 1982 and has been there forever.
Holy shit, man.
For 10 years, on and off, he's been... there you go.
Wow.
He was he was pretty vocal in the last election, pretty supportive of Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's nice.
So that said...
Right.
R.I.P. Big union guy. We need more unions.
That's right.
These fucking Republicans, too.
They don't like unions, though.
No. Only their unions, which they call corporations.
Right, right. Walmart should have a union. And isn't it weird that most people that work, like the majority of people, what is the statistic with people that work at Walmart in like food stamps? That we've cited before.
Yeah, I don't remember, but it's bad. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, there was famously several years ago, the sign in the break room at some Walmart that said, we can help you guys figure out how to fill out your forms for food stamps.
Yeah.
For their employees.
There's so much shit gets sold from there. People should get paid more.
Or let them take food home at night.
Yeah, yeah.
Go grab a turkey.
Right.
This story, and, you know, this is horrible, but it's just getting harder and harder to feel compassion.
Right.
For these people. Texas Republican leader who was hospitalized with COVID-19 died just days after he shared a post on social media questioning the effectiveness of vaccines.
No, I mean, it's not funny, but what is that called? That's not irony. That's sadness.
I don't know. But it's just happening. There was another one. Another story I saw yesterday or today. Same kind of deal.
Yeah.
That a staunch, I don't think this person is dead, but is on oxygen.
Yeah.
And is a long hauler.
Right.
And was known for tweeting anti-vax, anti-max, yeah, mask stuff.
Jesus. Does that, I mean...
And now it's like, well, no, I wish I, you know, now I wish.
I think what is going to be horrible is we're going to have this surge. There's going to be a bunch of people dying, and then there'll be a run on the vaccine.
What do you think?
Yeah.
It'll be hard to find.
Everybody will fucking want it. Maybe. I don't know.
The education secretary. I don't even know who that is. Isn't that awesome?
The education secretary?
Yes.
I have no fucking idea.
Miguel Cardona.
Wow.
Warned Americans not to let politics get in the way of schools reopening safely.
Right.
And
well, it will get in the way.
Battling my mouse cord here.
Dick Van Dyke-esque.
And remaining open without disruption, specifically expressing concern about states that are preventing schools from instating mask mandates.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this one.
Right.
Florida.
We need a mask mandate. We need someone to tell us what to fucking do, or we're not going to do it.
So schools should be able to say, hey, we want the kids, the COVID is high here right now. We want the kids to wear a fucking mask.
Or maybe not send them to school. I mean, we have to do something, right? I mean, if we don't have a vaccine for kids and you don't want to wear masks, but we know there's the variant out there, what are we doing?
Stupid shit. I mean,
doing absolutely nothing when you know something is, it's some Florida fucking shit. Some straight up motherfucking Florida shit.
Make America Florida, they say.
Yay.
We also, I'm just looking at some of the other COVID headlines. Yeah, New York City is talking about a health passport.
Right.
Back to 100,000 cases in a day.
Whoa.
The number of new COVID-19 cases climbed to a six-month high here in the United States of America and freedom.
Perfect.
With more than 100,000 infections reported yesterday as the Delta variant ravages Florida.
Damn.
And other states.
God, guys. What the fuck?
Seven U.S. states. Oh, my God. Listen to this list.
You can walk into a CVS and get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Like, walk in.
Seven U.S. states with among the lowest COVID-19 vaccination rates. Florida, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.
Oh my.
Let's stop and think for a moment. What do all those states have in common?
They're ran by angry racist children.
Mm.
Can't do anything. But is Louisiana included in there?
Florida, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi.
Wow.
Our state, the state right above us, the state above us to the left, the state, well, not surprisingly, not above us to the right, not Georgia. But then Arkansas,
Atlanta,
Missouri, and there you go.
Georgia might be saved for the fact that Fulton County is ran by adults, like the county Atlanta's in, and the mayor there is an adult. And I think she's behaved pretty much like, you know, she's done adult things during the pandemic, so that might be
isn't
what's
there
saving them.
DA looking into charges with Trump?
Yeah,
for
what the fuck? That phone
voting,
call.
Voting, yeah.
I mean, that phone call, though, right?
I don't think it takes real long to play that phone call and say, well, my investigation's over. This motherfucker.
Yeah.
All you got to do is find 11,700 and whatever.
This motherfucker.
That's all you got to do. All you got to do is find 11,000 votes for me.
Did some bad fucking shit. He did.
So, yeah, the COVID continues.
Yay. Perfect, guys. Everything's perfecto.
County in... Where is this? Harris County in Texas. County
right.
Judge Lena Hidalgo tweeted, "We're seeing terrifying COVID-19 trends in our hospitals." She is the top official of Harris County. You know, they have their county judges there,
yes.
Like their county poobahs. It's fucked up
weird,
in
like
Texas.
They,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, what is Harris County in Texas, the largest county? They have a... Their county
judge.
Yeah,
or
she,
county managers. She's the top official there.
She's an adult. If I remember correctly.
It's the most populous county in Texas, home to Houston. At this point, if you're unvaccinated by choice, you are complicit in this crisis, she says.
Yeah.
To combat the surge, the U.S. plans to give booster shots, now they're saying, to Americans with compromised immune systems. Dr. Fauci said yesterday or today, and a day earlier yesterday, he warned that cases could double to 200,000 a day due to this variant in the coming weeks.
Right. Holy shit. That's crazy. That is terrifying math.
The U.S. is joining Germany, France, and Israel in giving booster shots despite a plea by the World Health Organization to hold off until more people around the world can get their first one.
Why? Because
supply.
I guess the numbers are that way. It's better to get more people vaccinated than distribute the booster. But why we can't do both? Why can't we do both at the same fucking time?
It's supply.
Yeah.
They can only crank that shit out so fast.
Jeff Bezos is up there playing whatever the fuck in space. Fuck you guys. Make some vaccine.
And then here at Reuters, Florida has its own section in this story.
Oh, okay. Is it good news?
Florida surge, it says. Florida, which has emerged as the nationwide hotbed of new infections, set yet another grim hospitalization record today with 12,373 beds occupied by confirmed COVID patients.
Right.
More children are hospitalized with the virus here in Florida than in any other state.
Wow.
Send them back
job,
to school, Ron.
Guys.
Don't let them mask up, Ron. You're doing a bang up fucking job, Ron.
Yay.
I hope your kids don't get COVID because I wouldn't want to have to have you have to watch them try to smile around a ventilator.
Did you hear that shit?
We want to watch our kids. We want to see our kids smile. You don't want to mask them. They can't breathe. We want to watch our kids smile.
They're fucking children.
Piece of shit.
These adults.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yay. Louisiana and Arkansas also grappling with record or near record numbers.
Nobody's grappling like Florida. We're grappling all the way to the landfill, the mass grave.
Elsewhere in Virginia today became the third state after California and New York to mandate vaccines or weekly testing for all state employees.
Oh, there you go.
Vaccinations are required only for some government employees in New Jersey so far.
When are we doing that?
More private companies are also mandating vaccines for employees and customers.
Yeah.
As the Delta variant spreads, some companies are also delaying plans for workers to return to office.
Right, right.
I saw some other headlines that were like, you know, as the virus goes away and entertainment opens back up, I'm like, it's not going away. What are you? What?
It's crazy. We've got to do something to make it go away, don't we? I mean, even then, do we know it's going to go away? Is it still away in New Zealand?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, it's a scary vaccine. I mean, I'm sorry, pandemic. It's like, I don't know. Is anyone on the planet really doing the right thing? I mean, at some point, other than New Zealand, maybe Taiwan did the right thing, right? Didn't they? Haven't they done really well with the pandemic?
I think so.
You know.
New Zealand has had 45 cases in the last 2 weeks.
Right. Yeah. Jeez. I bet they're locked back down because they take it seriously.
Oh, yeah. Although the PM there tested negative, it says. For some reason, they tested her a couple days ago.
I mean, I know 45 in a country doesn't seem like a lot, but it's, you know, I mean, they've been doing the right thing. How do they have a flare-up?
Oh, she had a cold. Jacinda Ardern stepped back from her duties on Tuesday after picking up a, quote, seasonal sniffle from her three-year-old daughter. She took the COVID test earlier of the day as a precautionary measure, but she tested negative. So.
Right.
New Zealand is largely free of COVID and has had no cases in the community since February, but that changed yesterday.
Damn.
A couple days ago, they had a few cases.
Maybe this is our end of world event. I mean, I don't think so. I think our end of world event will be something like we're going to figure out a way to control the weather, and that will terraform our planet into, we'll turn the atmosphere into something that we can't contend with. Don't you think?
Don't we already have that? According to
oh, we have a weather controlling machine.
Yeah. The firefighter prophet.
Oh yeah, Tim Allen. No,
didn't he say
Mark Taylor?
Mark Taylor. Didn't he say that that the
Illuminati.
There's a some kind of weather machine that they use to that's what they use to whip that hurricane at Georgia that when the
voting
law or something like that.
I mean, it's fucking nuts. I mean, you know, Trump wanted to nuke a hurricane. We have to have more serious people in charge about the environment, you know?
Meanwhile, retail workers are worried about going back to policing mask use in stores and restaurants again.
God damn it. And these anti-mask motherfuckers are probably doubling down now because they're like, see, they're going to make us go back inside. Oh, yeah. Like people act like anybody wants to do that. Nobody wants to do that.
This is from Insider. Insider interviewed 8 store level employees of major chains, including Walmart, IKEA and Starbucks. They appeared split on whether their employees should mandate masks and vaccines for workers and customers, but most agreed that as frontline employees, they don't want to be in charge of forcing shoppers to comply with any such mandates.
Of course.
In some cases, shoppers have violently retaliated against workers over mask requirements.
I mean,
a Family Dollar security guard was killed last year during a dispute over masks. A customer shot and killed a grocery cashier in June. After she asked him to wear a mask.
Yeah. This is why we need robots running retail. Because it's too dangerous out there.
In response to customer hostility, some retail workers have rage quit. Those who remain in their jobs may soon be tasked with asking shoppers once again to wear masks.
Damn. Oh, shit. Wow.
And the people that are,
I mean, God,
that are treated the shittiest that get the worst pay.
Yeah. And they're in a mask all day.
Have to put up with these assholes.
At a job, you know, at a fast food restaurant. It's hot back there. They got the fucking mask on. I mean, if they can wear the mask, you can wear the mask, right?
Yes.
I mean, God.
surgeons, you know, have not been passing out for decades.
Yes, that's true.
But in the middle of long.
Don't they have really nice masks?
No, they wear the.
I would think
same.
Right.
So be nice to people.
Oh fuck no!
Don't be a fucking asshole.
Impossible for this country. People are dickbags. I mean, all the shit that's going on planes, man.
And if somebody doesn't want you in their fucking store, and shut the fuck up and leave if you don't want the mask.
I mean, you don't have to. You have the right to refuse somebody's service, right? If it's your own business, if somebody's being a dick, you can say, "Get the fuck out," can't you?
Right. I mean, unless you can't do it for religion or race or any other protected.
Right. Right.
Mask hole is not.
That's not a protected class. Religion. Are you sure? The snowflakes.
Follow up.
Crab story. Diving. Follow up.
Barack Obama's massive birthday bash is off.
Yay. There you go, Barack.
The former president had planned to celebrate his 60th with a big party involving hundreds of guests, including George Clooney, Oprah.
Oh, my God.
At his estate in Martha's Vineyard.
He's still going to have George Clooney
this weekend, but you can't get rid of George. He's probably been there a week already. Can I crash on your couch? But the shindig has now been significantly scaled back for only family and close friends due to the new spread of the Delta variant over the past week. The president is appreciative of others sending their birthday wishes from afar and looks forward to seeing people soon. He turned 60 yesterday. He had drawn criticism for planning the party, which guests had to be fully vaccinated and present negative test results amid the current surge.
Right, right, right. I mean, is it true when George Clooney comes over, he always drains the last bit of coffee, but then doesn't reset it? He doesn't refill the filter or anything. He just leaves it for the
leaves the toilet seat up.
Oh, all the time, of course.
So. Elsewhere, tomorrow's Faithless Friday, by the way, everybody.
Jeebus.
We'll whip out some stories.
That's right, Pat. This religion thing is, I don't know. I'm going to say it's a loser. It's not working out. I'm calling it.
Yeah, it's done better. Well, no, it hasn't. Actually.
No, it's a big flop-oly. Flop-oly.
Over at Right Wing Watch.
Yay.
The awesome Right Wing Watch. Donate. Right Wing Watch, by the way, because they do good shit. Imagine having to sit and look through and watch Brendan Dilley and Rick Wiles and Pat Robertson.
I mean,
and all of these nut jobs.
You would have to develop a, I don't know. I don't know how you do it. Well, the Pat Robertson thing is probably, it's your job to watch all of that shit. That's crazy.
Well, I don't understand what's going on here. Or maybe I do understand what's going on here. We had another, police officer that was at the Capitol unrest. Okay. That's taken his
unrest. This is Bill Mitchell, who is now
Bill Mitchell.
Only he's the guy that looks like Max Headroom on meth.
Oh, yes.
And he's now
meth Headroom.
He's over. I saw. On Twitter, Patriot Takes is a Twitter account that goes over and screen caps Gab and Getter and Parler and all the horrible right wing social media sites. And they just put shit out and he's on there now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only place that he's available. He's been kicked off all the decent places for all his bullshit. But he cries on Getter about not being on Twitter. He's still crying about it.
That is pitiful. You should be on Getter and say, fuck Twitter. I don't need Twitter. I'm on Getter, right?
That's not what he's saying.
That the spirit of things.
This is Bill Mitchell here. I'm still very upset about not being
on Twitter.
Twitter.
Well, you're off Twitter because I think most people hate you on Twitter.
Well, he's vile. And so now he's
And it's not your privilege. It's a privilege to be on Twitter. That's somebody's private thing.
So
you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's talking about the police officer that sadly took his own life.
Yeah.
The fourth police officer from the insurrection.
Right.
That has done so.
Jesus.
I believe. Or that has died. And then, you know, as he calls it, the unrest.
The unrest?
Yeah, and he does and he does air quotes, too.
Like it, what, like they're tourists?
These police from the unrest.
That's what he's inferring, that they
implying.
Really, that, implying that there was no violence or something. Oh, that's nice.
I don't understand what's going on here. Or maybe I do understand what's going on here. We had another, pardon me, police officer that was at the Capitol, unrest, okay, that's taken his own life. And these are young, healthy police officers with happy lives and good families. Why, you know, and it just makes you wonder, are these guys being Arkansas-ed? Are they being Arkansas? Were these police officers getting ready to go state's evidence to go out there and say, listen, I know what went on that day?
Arkansas-ed?
I don't know. What, is that a religious term? Arkansas-ed? Like
is that a Clinton thing?
What do you mean?
Because they're from Arkansas?
Oh. I assumed it. I mean, I assumed it was a biblical thing.
Okay, I could be wrong. Arkansas is a mineral. Okay, that's not how. That doesn't help us.
Jesus. What is this guy talking about?
Being Arkansas-ed.
Don't, as a verb, right? I'm going to Arkansas you?
That's what he said, right?
Is it like...
go state's evidence to go out there and say, listen, I know what went on that Arkansas-ed. Are they being Arkansas-ed? And it just makes you wonder, are these guys being Arkansas-ed?
Ark incited?
Like...
Ark incited?
Like Ark, like the Archangel? By Satan is the Archangel,
I don't know what the fuck.
Right?
Tweet us at Crab Diving. What the fuck is Bill Mitchell talking about?
Are they being Arkansas? Were these police officers getting ready to go state's evidence to go out there and say, listen, I know what went on that day. I know what we had... FBI.
No, I think it has something to do with the Clintons.
I just looked it up in Urban Dictionary. The act of being murked by one of any member of a formerly powerful political family from Arkansas.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think it's Clinton. It's Clinton related.
Is it Arkansas?
So they were. He's saying these four officers may have been starting to go state's evidence.
I get it. And they've been Arkansas-ed, like
right,
Clinton.
Right.
Takes care
yeah. And Hillary
witnesses.
Crept in, in the middle of the night and killed them.
Yes. Okay. We figured this dick bag out.
To go state's evidence to go out there and say, listen, I know what went on that day. I know what we had FBI infiltrators leading this charge into the Capitol. We had Antifa and BLM infiltrators leading the charge into the Capitol. And these were peaceful protesters on the Trump side. These were not Trump protesters that were causing the trouble. At the Capitol today. Were they ready to go state's evidence with that?
So that's,
I don't understand.
That, well, he's just asking the question, right?
Right.
Were they ready to go? Were they ready to go state's evidence? That's what, you know, if they're,
I don't know this is true, but what I'm hearing,
just like a little fucker Carlson when they're confronted, I'm just asking questions.
Right.
I'm just asking the question.
What do they say on Fox? I've been here. People are a lot of
the N-word.
Oh, the green room. Sure. In between rapes. A lot of people are saying that.
Many people. Well, it's Trump's favorite. Many people are saying.
Oh, yes.
Many people are saying.
You mean the people you call at Mar-a-Lago? Your weird little rich friends?
This is Douglas Frank.
Yes.
Who apparently is one of the big experts,
right?
That has been supplying evidence to Mike Lindell.
Oh my God! Damn!
That the 2020 election was stolen.
Yes.
You would think this guy is a drooling nut job,
right?
You'd be right.
Yeah.
He's wearing an American flag bow tie.
Oh, very nice.
And nothing else. No.
Perfect.
But he's got like a black sweater on and a white collar with the weird American flag.
God damn it.
Ridiculous.
Some people are just, you look at people and you're like, that guy
is. So listen to this guy. This is one of the cyber guys who has been supplying Mike Lindell with this evidence. So he might be at the symposium.
Cyber.
Which is coming up, right?
Oh, is it really? Where are they having it again?
I don't know if they're going to have it
at a Dave and Buster's party room or something.
Well, let's go to frankspeech.
Don't you have
.com.
You have to give your social security number to register for the password.
Help save our country. Share everywhere.
Don't get ARC excited.
Submit your email and mobile phone number to access Frank now.
I don't want to give you my phone number.
That's not happening.
I'm sorry, Mike. I don't even understand.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming over to my new platform, Frank, here at frankspeech.com. What you need to do now is to sign up to gain full access to this important platform. Frank is a social media and broadcast network platform like no other. Right now, we're only using the broadcast network part of the platform. Right,
it's one page with a video link.
Right, right.
Right now, we're only using the broadcast. That's us too.
Yeah, yeah.
You can click on the link on crabdiving.com and listen to us live. It's our broadcast. Right now, we're using Crab Diving as our broadcast network, but soon it's going to be the biggest social media site you've ever seen.
Hey, Mike, we do a symposium every day for 2 hours. The Crab Diving Symposium, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Central.
Because
to 6
it is
PM.
So important to get the word out during this critical time in history. Please help save our country and share Frank with.
I thought he'd have his ad up here for his stupid symposium.
Yeah, what the fuck, Frank?
Mike Lindell.
Mike Lindell. Frank, why is it Frank Speech? Who is Frank?
I think it's like Frank. You're like the adverb, the adjective Frank.
Are you from the 20s, motherfucker? Who says that? I never hear that expression. To be frank, that's just, why would you name your thing, Matt? It's so, you know what I mean? Was he having trouble finding?
Oh, it's going to be in, seriously? In Sioux Falls?
Idaho.
South Dakota?
Okay. Oh, good.
Minnesota resident Mike Lindell. Now he's coming back saying he's. Wait. Yeah. 12th. Cyber Symposium. August 10th, 11th, and 12th. Oh, it's a 3-day affair, I'm sure.
Is that?
I'll bet I'll bet all the good hotels are booked.
What, is that Sturgis?
In Sioux Falls.
Yeah, I know, but like it's in the same state, I wonder. Because that shit's coming up.
Oh, Sturgis is coming up too,
yeah.
Oh,
dude.
Oh, I hope they don't conflict.
Oh, my God. It's 10 days. Sturgis lasts 10 days. August 6th through the 15th.
Oh, they're going to overlap.
So much spreading. I mean, nobody's coming to the symposium. Let's, for a second, everybody's going to this Sturgis thing. Like, everybody's going. People love this Sturgis shit.
It's been crooked. It's the biggest crime ever. It was massive. It was across every state. Believe me, it's big here in Sioux Falls. I want these cyber forensic experts all here. And because you and I can't read the stuff that comes in these packet captures, they need to understand it, and they do understand it, so they're going to validate it, just like I had cyber experts validate this, okay?
Do you think cyber experts just gave him a bunch of graphics and sold him on this thing, or is he part of the big lie here?
He's out of his fucking mind.
So somebody else got his ear and is like, look at this. And he really believes the bullshit about the Chinese servers and shit.
I mean,
he does sound like crazy. Welcome to Frank Speech. Frank Speech. How many hits do you think he gets a day on that?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, it can't be that great. I mean, dude, why?
I mean, there's literally nothing going on right now except that video that says.
Yeah. And you're just capturing everybody's cell phone for some reason, which is totally fucking creepy, Mike.
Well, I mean, that's what's going on the landing page. I don't know, for those that might put their phone number in.
You get a special link or something?
I wonder what
get
Matt...
Get it texted to you, or...
If anybody has Matt Gaetz's cell phone, could you send it to us so I can sign up as Matt Gaetz for, over at Frank? Although it's probably already been
There's
used.
Probably some victims of his that have his cell phone number, maybe.
So here's the cyber guy, one of these geniuses that's going to
cyber ninja, baby.
Prove that the Chinese were bouncing signals off of Uranus.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow erasing votes for Trump. And flipping votes for Biden.
Oh my God.
I have evidence, and we have whistleblowers, that we also have people in America that are traitors that cooperated with this to get the ends that they wanted. So it's not just foreign actors. We've got some bad actors in our own country, and frankly, they're traitors, and they deserve a traitor's treatment.
If you can prove this, are people
going to... This is one of the cyber experts that Michael Lindell's going to have on, who thinks that the people should be summarily executed. They should get the traitor's treatment.
How are you going to do this? I mean, geez. Are the cyber ninjas just going to take over our country? Are they in charge now? Is that the coup?
No, Maricopa County told them to get fucked.
Right.
So what? And so did Dominion.
What are they doing? And so did the DOJ. The DOJ sent them a strongly worded letter saying, quit tampering with the voting machines. And you know what happened? They didn't stop. They didn't do anything because of that letter. They just kept doing it.
If you can prove this, are people going to be guilty of treason? Is there going to be jail time or repercussions for them?
The answer would be no, just for the same reason, no matter what happens with Trump, he's not going to be jailed for treason because we're not at war and it's not a wartime crime.
Yeah, I think
they are traitors and they were treasonous acts, but by the legal definition of it. So put your dick back in your pants and please stop fapping to the thought that, oh, my God, we're going to be able to string these motherfuckers up.
Stop fapping.
Well, let's hear what Douglas Frank, cyber guy expert, says to this answer.
Okay.
Do you think they'll actually be charged with treason?
Oh, shit, yes.
If you can prove this, are people...
Oh, military tribunals. I have my bet on military tribunals.
Okay.
Going to be guilty of treason? Is there going to be jail time or repercussions for them?
Yes. There's no doubt in my mind that we have some real traitors. And I talk to a lot of veterans these days, and they're the guys who have been in the field and seen their buddies die in the field.
I've been right there.
You're a vet as well.
I am.
Are you just going to roll over and let the liberty that your buddies died for go to waste? No way. And that's what I think is happening. You know, as people are waking up, especially our vets, they're saying, hey, my oath is a lifetime oath.
So
what is
do you hear any kind of justice process involved here? Do you hear anything about trials or anything? No. Do you think they'll be charged with treason? Well, you know, these vets are pissed off and they're going to be grabbing their guns and starting to shoot some motherfuckers. We don't get our way. This is all they're saying.
Yeah. This doesn't sound like anything. And that we know the military. The military isn't behind Donald Trump.
No.
And and listening to these books, most of these books, like about the White House, like this one I'm listening to right now by the two journalists,
Carol Lenig and Phil Rucker.
Generally, these generals are horrified by Trump and like lose their shit every time he tweets something.
Yeah.
They don't like him.
You're a vet as well.
I am.
Are you just going to roll over and let the liberty that your buddies died for go to waste? No way. And that's what I think is happening. You know, as people are waking up, especially our vets, they're saying, hey, my oath is a lifetime oath. I'm still going to serve my country. I think people are rising up and they're not going to just be happy with, well, let's just slap that guy in the wrist. No way. That person's a traitor.
This guy, by the way, this apparently one of the big stars of the upcoming symposium.
Yeah.
Is on, this is gospeltruth.tv.
Oh, shit, man.
Just so you know.
Damn.
And, you know, my buddies died for less than that. So I think it's going to be, there's going to be some pretty stiff consequences coming up.
Ooh, God damn, guys, they need to calm down. What does he mean by stiff consequences?
If we keep losing elections, we're going to have to start blowing shit up, is what they're all saying.
These guys are so horny for violence, or they think they are. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ooh, stiff consequences.
Well, and I don't think that that this dude, Doug Frank. Is going to be manning the barricades.
No, not at all. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's going to be out front right
this
now.
This is a bow-tied moron.
With a big stiffy.
I'm a cyber expert.
There's going to be stiff consequences for this fucking shit. What are you talking about? These people are fucking crazy. Why? Are the cyber ninjas, are they done fucking with the voting machines? Are they still doing that?
They're done. They're now doing their, compiling their reports.
Oh, okay. So we're done with them, basically. So now they're at home and they're fucking whatever the fuck doing their reports.
And I've seen reports that the rumors are that they didn't really find much of it. Shocker.
Wow.
That they didn't really find much of anything. They might have found a couple of things that they're going to squeal about, but you can't trust what they're talking about because their methodologies were so insane and ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. They're like bullshit. Correct.
Yeah, and black pens everywhere, and you can't do that at all because
that's
one
right.
could easily just fill in a.
But they fiddled with the voting machines, and now we can't use those voting
millions
machines,
of
right?
dollars. It's going to cost, and the people of Maricopa County need to sue the Republican Party.
Oh yes,
of that state,
right.
Arizona, because they forced this expense. For no reason upon the people of Maricopa County who now have to chuck all their machines.
Right.
And guess what? They're going to buy more Dominion machines.
Because
that's what they do. That's what their contract is with.
Yeah, yeah. And but what are you going to do next time? Are you going to fucking rip these apart too? I mean, what are they doing? Actually, I don't know. I say rip them apart. I don't know. What are they doing? Are they fiddling? Are they just fiddling with them? Why are we letting people fiddle with our fucking voting machines, man? I mean, that's...
Well, that's it. They're now we're not.
Oh yeah, you're right. Now we're not. Once we let them do it, we discovered the situation wasn't great, and now we're rectifying it. No more fiddling.
There's a picture that's pretty funny over at Right Wing Watch about Larry Klayman. You know that right wing dickbag. He's the lawyer guy who
right.
goes out and represents all the horrific people like Kim Davis and all the beleaguered Christians squealing with their faux persecution. Larry Klayman held his third Continental Congress in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Over the July 4th
third
weekend.
And Continental Congress?
Now they have a picture.
The Days Inn or
it
something?
It says at the Independence Hall in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
It says the turnout was .. not great.
Well, that's good for COVID. I mean, it's
and
nice.
It
no
literally looks
up.
Like there's like 10 people there.
Yay.
Sitting at two tables. There's like a whole bunch of tables in the hall that are all empty.
Rome wasn't built in a day. They got a long way to go, you guys. 10 people.
Pastor Greg Locke, we've been playing clips from him. He's out of his fucking mind. Tweeted, all caps, "Dear leftist mob, I will not be intimidated by you. I will not back down. CNN will burn in hell with the rest of the cowards. I'll shout truth no matter what you threaten me with."
Like, what do you want to be? God, what do you want to be threatened with? This guy wants to be threatened. You want to be tickled or something, Klayman? This is Klayman?
No, that's Greg Locke.
Oh, okay, God.
That's this guy.
Somebody told me the other day, you're a media whore.
This guy is a shame.
Better than being a devil's whore. Better than being Kamala Harris's whore. By the way, the word whore is a King James word. Don't get too nervous. My wife's about to pass out in the sawdust. Praise God.
Praise God.
Holy shit.
My wife's about to pass out in the sawdust. Praise God.
It's insane. I don't even know. Wait. We've already been through this. The sawdust. That's a biblical.
Tent. No. They're in a tent. There's literally sawdust on the ground.
Okay. Oh, right. For the mud and stuff.
Mm-hmm. He's in a big freak circus tent.
That's right. It's a revival kind of thing, right? Okay.
Sorry. I was standing in a live service, and you know how the Lord will just speak, and he'll just speak to me like that, and I'm just standing
this
there.
Is, of course, prophet, Robin Bullock. This is the guy who looks like he was in an 80s hair band.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wearing what appears to be the not highest quality wig out there.
Well, I mean, can he Can't he do better?
I mean, maybe it's his own hair. If it is, he needs to talk to somebody.
What about getting a sponsor for his hair? And, you know, you say, hey, peace, bye, blah, and blah, blah.
Like black really t-shirt. Nice. He's got some weird silver chain on and like a black leather jacket. He's like the weird magician kind of preacher prophet.
That's a niche, right? Weird magician preacher prophet. I mean, that's better than diddling priest Catholic person.
That and I'm just standing there, and when I start,
you know how it is when God just starts talking to you.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It usually goes something like, "I'm God," and then you guys say, "Baggy boba
ba-di-bi-la-la-la-la-la." And I'm just standing there, and when I started giving this prophetic word, and when I turned around and looked, I just turned my head, and the Lord let me know that the decision has been.
I was sitting on the toilet giving the prophetic turd, and I turned my head.
What message was found in your turd, sir? Jesus.
I started giving this prophetic word, and when I turned around and looked, I just turned my head, and the Lord let me know that the decision has been made. Whatever's going to happen, whenever he's going to do this, whatever Trump's going to do, when it's going to happen, has been decided now. It's not going to be decided. He's already decided. So this whole thing, you're about to see a rapid
Trump said he already decided whether he's going to run or not.
Well, he is.
He hasn't announced whether he will, but he said when he was asked, I think Hannity asked him, have you made a decision? He said, yes. Yes.
I'm going to tell you in 2 weeks.
Stay tuned. After my health care plan.
I mean, he's not going to run for president. What he's going to do is tell you that he's going to run for president, right?
And
I mean,
infrastructure. Oh, he's going to keep. Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, donate to his.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say anything.
I might decide to run for president, PAC.
Yeah, I got all these MailChimp campaigns I want to fire out there to make some fucking cash.
Already decided. So this whole thing, you're about to see a rapid unfolding. I'll tell you something else too that I heard the Lord say, and I haven't told this any.
That sounds real Texas. Let's see where Robin Bullock is from. Yeah. That's a pure Texas or Oklahoma accent,
right?
Robin Bullock. He's an author.
Yay! Perfect.
Just so you know,
right.
Oh, here it says Apostle Robin Deep. Oh, he plays guitar. He is a rocker.
Is he in the Christian rock music scene? That's the money. That's the fucking money. You know, like, dude, I went to middle school with this guy. He was in choir and stuff. We'll call him Chad. And Chad he's a Christian music entertainment promoter guy. And he was posting photos of this Red Rock Christian Music Festival out in Arizona. I mean, it's just like so many people. There is so much money in this shit. Of course he's a Christian rocker, man.
Here at his website, Robin D. Bullock. God is absolutely good, parentheses, G-I-A-G, trademark. He trademarked the phrase, God is absolutely good.
Can you do that?
I don't, I guess.
Those are words. I mean, I can't say that's a sentence.
Robin is a born-again Christian, notable author and teacher. He operates heavily in the prophetic realm.
Do you?
Some of the prophecy that the Lord has spoken through Robin is astounding. Over the years, Brother Robin has worked on over 1,000 teaching materials. Ooh,
but some of the things he's done is astounding. Others, they were totally fucking wrong, made no sense, and didn't come true. There you go.
Over the years, he's worked on over 1,000 teaching materials.
Do you think a text bot wrote that?
His latest books are God is Absolutely Good and The Pool and The Portal. God has used this unique anointing to place Robin in very strategic positions.
I'm going to need some sanitizer.
To teach his mighty word. God has always used Robin and the prophetic anointing on him in connection with music.
Yay! Color me there, Pat. Anoint, anoint, anoint. What does that mean? What was that term again? Special anointing?
A prophetic anointing.
Oh, I'm sorry. But he says he works in the prophetic, but he's not a prophet.
Right.
So that means he's admitting that he's not a very good prophet, but every now and then he hits a home run.
Robin and his wife, Robin, have founded Youth Force Ministries Church International and the Over the Top Bible College.
God, okay. Someone look into all of that shit for shenanigans. Robin and Robin. Who knows what these fuckers are? All these fuckers are always up to weird shit. You know? They all are.
When God speaks to me, you know what it's like.
Yeah. When God speaks to people like you, it's like grab your children and lock the doors because you don't know. I mean, we kind of know what it's like sometimes, and it's pretty fucking scary.
Oh, here's his itinerary. Creepy. His itinerary.
Yes.
Oh, we missed the prophetic weekend with special guest Kat Kerr. Damn it. I don't think there's anything going on right now.
Yeah.
Broadcasting. He does his show, The 11th Hour, live on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Central.
Yeah.
He does another one on Mondays at 11 a.m.
Jeez.
Intelligence Briefing with Robin and Steve. Oh, that's Steve. That's Elijah's stream. That's Bunsen Honeydew.
Oh, is that the guy that sounds yeah. insane?
That's who he's talking to right now, I'm playing.
Okay.
Anywhere.
Okay.
That, you know, I'm not, unless the Lord tells me a specific date of something, I don't say that. But if he tells me, I'll tell you. But I know something. And now
I was wrong. It's Alabama.
Oh, wow.
He's in Alabama.
Ooh. I wonder where. Okay, it doesn't matter.
Warrior, Alabama?
Warrior?
Yeah, Warrior.
That's, you know, I don't know. That's questionable. That sounds like a scary.
Warrior is a city in Jefferson and Blount counties.
Blount!
In the state of Alabama, the.
Come here, boy!
Last census had it at 3,200.
Oh, shit.
3,200 people.
God.
The demographics.
Yes, Pat. Calculating.
83.21% white, 15% black or African American.
Okay. 3,200 people, though.
Small, very small. Make Warrior? Up the others. Warrior.
Drive the speed limit through that motherfucker. You don't want to fuck with the Warrior PD, is what I'm guessing. They might not have one.
Oh, it's up there. Like in the middle north state of Alabama.
Right. Avoid.
It is the northernmost city in Jefferson County.
Yay.
With outlying parts of the city in Blount County.
Fuck you.
How does that work? When they're drawing the county lines, don't they, you know?
Well, they might have been drunk. You know what I mean?
So you can live in the same city, but live in two different counties.
Well, yeah, I don't know. That seems difficult.
Odd.
And, well, yeah, that's fucked up. It's Alabama, man.
Warrior Day, a yearly town festival, is held every year in the autumn. Okay. Entertainment and food vendors.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, what is Warrior Day?
They have a large swap meet.
Oh, okay. Is Warrior Day, like, rated in some type of racism?
Rickwood Caverns State Park.
Okay.
Is located 7 miles north of Warrior.
Oh, I like caves. You know, little cave hikes and stuff.
Featuring limestone formations, blind cave fish, and an underground pool.
I might have been there, actually. I've been to there. I know I've seen that because you go in these glass bottom boats in these caves, And then you can see these blind fucking fish under the boat. They are blind. Blind cave fish.
Is there any more of this asshole? Oh, there's more.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I know what yet because he hadn't showed me that. But he quickened my spirit. Something is really about to happen this month in August. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a setup for something else that's coming. But I think from August all the way through, oh, say November, you better keep heads up. Heads up big. Because when it starts, whatever's going to happen is going to happen like this. And then it's going to be a rapid succession of things.
That's going to be really good.
Succession.
Rapid succession.
Succession of things.
Ooh, yeah.
He said secession.
Succession.
It's a rapid succession.
It might be a succession too with these guys. We never know.
So that is on the ElijahList.com show with Steve Schultz.
This is what they always say about God coming back or end times. They're always like, it's going to take a while, but when things start in motion, you won't be able to stop it. It will be a rapid succession. That's the sell every fucking time, right?
Well, yeah.
It's never happening. You're like, well, it was supposed to happen. Didn't happen. But when it does, boy, it's going to be crazy.
Now, we did hear from Bill Mitchell about, the testimony of these, the police officers. On the January 6th commission.
Yes.
And the horrible suicide of another officer, which Bill Mitchell thinks may have been Hillary.
Oh, yeah. Killing. Yeah. Because you got Arkansided.
Arkansided.
Is it Arkansas?
I never heard that term before. It's amazing.
It's ridiculous.
Stu Peters and Deanna Loran are ringing in on the same issue.
God, it's power.
What's going on? Obviously, one is weird. Two is very weird.
Yeah.
Three, anything more than three is really statistically impossible. Something very weird is happening here. And I think that we can safely assume that these are not suicides. I mean, come on, we're not stupid. We've seen this time and time again. And also, Stu, what does every major false flag event have in common?
Oh, boy.
Suicides right after, right? Suicides of the survivors, of any of the police officers. There always seems, and of course, the perpetrator, they always seem to commit suicide afterwards. And I'm not saying that all of these suicides were fake or Arkansided, but it's...
There it is again.
God, Arkansided.
We learned a new word today.
We do this show 5 days a week.
I've never heard that term.
5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. We play clips from these fuckheads all the time. I've never heard that. You've never heard that.
So it's Arkansided.
But all of a sudden, C-I-D-E-D, today,
like homicide.
Yes.
Suicide.
But like today, two references? That's bizarre. That someone must have hashtagged that on the Twitter.
Arkansas is the unfortunate habit of potential witnesses to the Clintons' dirty dealings in Arkansas suddenly deciding to shoot themselves twice in the back. Of the head.
That's lovely.
And then there's a list. The Clinton body count.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah.
I'm kind of upset I clicked on this. I might be
right.
Catching some viruses here on this page.
Put a mask on your PC.
Arkansas.
All of these suicides were fake or Arkansided, but it's very peculiar, and I don't believe in coincidences after a certain number of them. Maybe something a lot more sinister is happening, that obviously Nancy Pelosi and the deep state, they scripted this. This was orchestrated, and the people that they can buy and pay out to...
God. She's talking about the insurrection, of
Absolutely.
Course. It was they can't wrap their tiny little brains around the fact that even though they're talking about we got to grab our guns because we're it's that time we're gonna lose.
Yeah.
Then on the other side they're saying shit like this.
It's crazy that these people are fucking bananas.
And the people that they can buy and pay out to act and cry on command and tell everybody how racist this event was, what an insurrection was, they get to live. But yet the ones that made
these are the cops. She's saying that they paid these actor cops.
You know, this is horrific. This is, I mean, you know, they did this with Sandy Hook, right? Is she saying these are crisis actors? Is that the neighborhood she's in right now?
Well, they get to live. Clinton's not going to kill them because they're testifying on TV. But these other officers must have killed themselves or somebody.
Somebody did it. Maybe there was a poison spirit dinner.
I'm just asking the question.
Yeah. No, you're just putting it out there. So people that you see outside walking around all day, sometimes this filters into them through their Facebook feed, and now they're going to believe it. Like this story.
What an insurrection was. They get to live, but yet the ones that maybe have something more to share, maybe the ones that really know the full scoop of this and potentially were about to come forward with evidence that debunks this entire hoax, maybe they are the ones that were off. You know, it's reminiscent of all of those police officers that watched the footage of Hillary Clinton and Anthony Weiner's laptop. All six of them committed suicide afterwards. All six of them. What about the Navy?
That is not true, by the way. That is utterly not true. That six people who watched Hillary Clinton's and Uma's eating and raping. That's what she's talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
This video of Hillary and Uma eating and raping and wearing the face of a four-year-old girl or a toddler or something.
I just want to say this. If Hillary and Uma Abedin were eating children and wearing their face, I feel like we would know about it. And I feel like there would be evidence. Someone would know.
Well, it is. And the only six cops that ever saw the evidence, Ryan, have all killed themselves mysteriously.
If Hillary had an unpaid,
by the way.
Yeah, yeah. But if she had an unpaid parking ticket, she would be in jail. If they had anything they could get her on, they would. So I think, you know, I don't know if she's wearing faces.
Six of them committed suicide afterwards. All six of them. What about the Navy SEALs that killed Osama bin Laden? All of them, you know, dead afterwards. I mean, let's be real.
They're not. They're not.
What is she talking about? She's saying that
the whole Navy SEAL team apparently is dead now.
Why? Because they didn't really kill Osama. We didn't see his body.
Of course.
Fucking bullshit.
Who's God. So people are watching this and believing her. She's saying it. She's throwing it out there. It's just 100%. Oh,
right.
All six cops saw Uma wearing a 4-year-old's face.
Yeah, yeah.
They all killed themselves. Oh, every single SEAL team member that killed Osama bin Laden is dead.
Is it the problem that like some dickhead will put this in his blog and just hyperlink to this? He'll just cite it.
Yeah, and then out and kill somebody.
Right, and then that term is
right
being floated. It's really nuts. No reasonable person believes her.
Osama bin Laden, all of them.
And you know, if this asshole got sued, it would be the same story that they all have. Tucker, all of them. Well, nobody takes us seriously. We're entertainers.
So yeah, they're
Sidney fucking Powell tried that one.
Yeah, yeah.
On her official defense,
but
of
it didn't
these,
work, right?
Well, it's still going.
Oh, okay.
But that's her only defense,
right? She was kidding.
Oh no, she was on Fox. No reasonable person would take her seriously.
It's a news program. I mean, air quotes. Jeez.
And Tucker, that was literally the defense was that they couldn't be sued for libel or whatever because no reasonable person would take Tucker seriously.
That's right. No reason. Well, we're not worried. Well, I mean, we're not worried about reasonable people. We're worried about unreasonable people.
That killed Osama bin Laden. All of them, you know, dead afterwards. I mean, let's be real here. This is, at what point do coincidences become mathematically impossible? At what point do we see this is the same deep state playbook that happens all the time, every single one of these events that is orchestrated by them?
Well, and depending on the situation, you know, nothing is mathematically impossible, by the way.
What do you mean?
Coincidences. You could flip a coin 20 times and get 20 heads in a row. Unlikely, highly unlikely, but not mathematically impossible. You could flip a coin 1,000 times in a row and end up with 1,000 heads.
That's right.
Not mathematically impossible.
Like how Trump won the election, although there was cheating. But 1 + 1 is always going to be 2. any other anything else there.
Are you a Republican and a Christian?
No.
Then prove it.
Right, right, right.
Prove one and one ain't three.
playbook that happens all the time. Every single one of these events that is orchestrated by them, it happens in the same way. Witness
events. Do you hear the way she's saying that? Yeah. This is crazy. She's trying to, not only is she saying that, what is she? She's talking about January 6th.
Yeah, like sure. Yeah, yeah.
Like it's not even an event.
Event. One of these events organized by them.
It was an insurrection.
It was an event.
Okay.
It was Antifa and undercover FBI agents.
Jesus Christ.
Starting all the... They pushed Ashley Babbitt through that window.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Held her by the heck of the head, waving her around.
Well, didn't Trump scream out, where is the, you know, the person that shot Ashley Babbitt or something like that? Some fucking idiocy.
Because they love cops.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But that cop, they want strung up for killing that patriot that was trying to kill Congress people.
There, I think what it is that they love the cops that stormed the Capitol.
Right. Those cops, right. Not the ones that protected the Capitol.
No. Correct.
Playbook that happens all the time. Every single one of these events that is orchestrated by them, it happens in the same way. Witnesses and victims and survivors suddenly drop dead. And they can't come forward with any damning evidence. And then the whole thing gets pushed under the rug and the deep state gets to coordinate their narrative however they see fit.
These people are out of their minds.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fucking nuts.
And dangerously out of their minds.
Oh, yeah, man. Absolutely. I mean, you know, I don't know. You listen to Deanna Lorraine and it's like, what does she need? A helper animal. But I wouldn't want to pair an animal with her. I don't think she would be good at taking care of it. What does she need? Prozac?
I don't know.
Can George Soros pay her to never broadcast again? What about that? Has anybody ever thought about that? Like buying these people off
just
so they stay
home? Shut the fuck
up. I will pay you this amount of money per week if you promise to never broadcast anything on the internet again. You can't tweet. You can't Facebook. But you have to take this money with that agreement. Just buy them out.
Very proud of my former, of my home city of Chicago.
Yay!
The Chicago chapter of the Fraternal Order of Police, known as Lodge 7.
Yay!
Has offered its full support behind Officer Carl Chwisiek? I think it's Polish. Chwisiek. Chesik? Probably Chesik. Who was charged with federal crimes for his role during the January 6th siege on the U.S. Capitol building.
Ooh.
The Fraternal Order of Police Lodge Vice President Daniel Gorman said the union is supporting Chesik's appeal for the return of his firearm owner's ID card.
But he did the insurrection.
I'm looking at the selfie he took.
I mean, that's the...
of himself inside the Capitol.
Listen, guys, if we're going to have any gun control or anything like that whatsoever, you would like to think. Can't we, a guy that does insurrection, you can't take his gun? He's obviously a threat with a gun, right? You would think.
But he's a police officer, Ryan.
Okay. Oh, God. Does he need to be a cop?
He didn't do anything bad. He just.
Can we have a thing where it's like we get cops that
signed his name
in
feces on the wall? Yeah.
Oh, did he really? No, is that his thing? He peed on somebody? I don't know. Perfect. And he's like in a position of leadership.
Right.
Within Copville, USA. Do you find that disturbing?
After his arrest, Chesik was ordered to have no guns in the home and was made to surrender his Illinois firearm owner's ID card.
Of course.
The Chicago Police Department assigned him to desk duty. Now with the support of the Chicago FOP chapter, he's asking the judge to return the ID card to him since he needs it in order to keep his job as a police officer.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry. You fuckhead. You're an insurrectionist. What do you got to do to get fired as a fucking cop?
The union says it intends to represent him in his quest to remain a Chicago police officer, even after he joined in the Capitol breach and took a selfie in the ransacked office of Senator Jeff Merkley.
Damn. That's a guy. And you know, I'm not a law enforcement person. That's a guy that doesn't need a firearm, right?
Yeah. The Chicago chapter of the FOP has a history of sidling up to far-right elements. In 2019, Lodge 7, a rally, drew members of the Proud Boys, the American Identity Movement, and the American Guard. The American Identity Movement is a white supremacist organization.
I'm just thinking of it. Sometimes, like, listen, we hear names for these crazy-ass groups and like the Oath Keepers and the Boogaloo Boys and everything. But what was that one again? That's like what? The one you just read?
The American Identity Movement.
Yeah, that's creepy as shit. Isn't it? Isn't that one creepy for some reason?
It certainly sounds that way. They're the like Identity Europa people. It's the American version.
Great.
They're literal white supremacists. Yeah. And white nationalists.
And then these guys are associated with these.
They don't want
cops.
To kill anybody. They just want to throw everybody out and make their own white ethno state.
Oh, good plan. Looking for white ethno state. Thank you. But no, God.
We've done that.
Yeah.
For 250-ish years.
We're doing it right. We should stop doing
it. Yeah, we need to stop being a white ethno state. We've done that. It's not working out great.
Yeah, our country's built on white supremacy. What are you screaming about, Snowflake? I mean, really.
Following the January 6th insurrection in Washington, D.C., the leader of the Chicago Fraternal Chicago. Order of Police, Officer Catanzara, I'm sure he's great, made excuses for the insurrectionists. Quote, "This is not some mass insurrection coup attempt. They're not destroying or burning down the frickin' Capitol building. This hyperbole and this emotion that the media is spewing now, like this is some kind of end of time scenario. It's ridiculous."
Jesus Christ. Somebody, these Southside cops.
Cop union guys are really... They pull them out of the cartoon pages.
But why do they...
They're cartoon characters. They're insane.
Why are they not advocating for cops that follow the rules and stuff? Why are they always behind these cops that do bad things?
Well, you're right.
But why? I mean, because it's a thin blue line thing, right?
Right. You know, I mean, we want the union to stand up to management for, you know, all good stuff like that.
Yeah.
But when somebody does something wrong...
Yeah.
I don't know how you could watch the George Floyd murder
systematic racism
and say, well, you know, that we've decided that officer followed procedure perfectly.
I mean, it's just systematic racism. I mean, that's the whole thing is rotten.
We also have
God. Southside of Chicago. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God. We played a clip last week, but Right Wing Watch reported yesterday, the second time, Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers, she's one of these behind the fraudit.
Oh, nice.
She was on True News.
True News.
She was on Rick Wiles' fucking TV show, internet show.
Press credentials to Davos.
Had.
Right? Yeah. Do you think this year, or did we miss?
I'm thinking they're not really friendly with the administration that's in there now, and
I don't know, Rick.
I don't know about Davos.
Do they still have press credentials to the White House?
No,
I mean, you know, they got
Newsmax does.
No, they don't.
Somehow Newsmax asked Biden that question when he said, "Do you know that there are Republicans out there that believe that we're drinking the blood of babies or something like that?"
And he was like, "Oh yeah," he said he did, right?
Mm-hmm. Biden said that to the reporter.
Oh, right. So he knows.
In response, it was some ridiculous
question. God. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's just like Trump humored all these motherfuckers. And who was that person? Was it Newsmax or OAN that kept flouting the COVID rules and the social distancing guidelines and wouldn't wear a mask? And she got booted. But then Trump made that person.
Oh, Chanel Rian.
Yeah.
Chanel Rian.
What a horror scene. Did they put the press back in that bigger room? Because didn't Trump move the press briefings to like a really tiny punishment room.
Yeah.
During his administration because he got, I don't know, he was, they were the enemy of the people, apparently. Not his gross children.
That's the fun in the police.
And are there people who in the Democratic Party
Are there people in the Democratic Party who want to defund the police? Is the question.
Yes, of course.
Are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood out of kids?
Boy.
Yeah, you're right. So whatever the Republicans think, they also think this other shit. That's right. That's a good point. Some of them think, I don't know, they got a lot of crazy ideas about coronavirus.
Meanwhile,
yes.
So that's what's going on there. The Chicago police, our fraternal order of police, are standing by their insurrectionist, and yay, they want him to get his gun back, be back on the streets,
right,
shooting at the blacks.
Ooh. Yeah.
What time is it? Oh, like about 5:32 here. Right.
What's the traffic light?
This is Shelby. She's looking out the window.
In Florida.
What's the traffic light?
It's full of Proud Boys and Confederate flags and lots of COVID.
Outrage, Ryan.
Okay.
On Fox and Friends today.
Boo, Steve Doocy needs a diaper.
Kilmeade is way upsetty pants.
God fucking damn it.
Listen to this outrage. The Chiron says, robot President Biden debuts at Walt Disney World. You know how they have that,
yes,
that animatronic,
yes,
president?
Yes, yes.
Seeing that, I know they took a long time to ramp up for President Trump's animatronic likeness, and it seems to be a quicker turnaround for Joe Biden. What's your guess?
People hate Trump. That's why, motherfucker.
This seemed to amp up. Seemed to take a while for President Trump to get his animatron there.
Yeah. Keep waiting, motherfucker. Keep waiting. It's insane.
This is what they're talking about on Fox and Friends.
But don't you think
the story is okay? I remember when animatronic Trump debuted. I remember it happening, and they ran the story. It's just a human interest story. Oh look, the president's animatronic visage is up at and that stupid ride at Disney World. But but Fox has to spin it.
Presidents.
Brian Kilmeade has to be outraged. I don't know. I think they took longer on Trump's.
You know, I bet they were nervous to put Trump's up because they knew it would get defaced, right?
Well, plus they had to make it twice as big.
Yeah.
likeness, and it seems to be a quicker turnaround for Joe Biden.
Turnaround.
What's your guess?
So it's actually, if you look just to the right of Biden, how I'm looking at him, it's those peach blossoms for the state of Delaware. So rather boring special item. Emily, I was going to guess, I don't know, pajamas, chocolate chip ice cream, note cards. One of those items might have worked as well.
What's the joke?
They put like some, something, I don't know what was next to Trump, but next to Biden is something from Delaware, the Delaware state flower or something like that.
Right.
But she's making jokes about his note cards and he needs help remembering things with, you know.
Didn't Trump have like, for his, he had a copy of Mein Kampf and, you know, some date rape pills and maybe a pile of Adderall.
So here's the, here we go.
Yes.
Also on Fox and Friends. Now, we know that Doocy has been pretty vocal and trying to convince people to get the vaccine.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Kilmeade, less so.
Right.
And today, it got ugly.
Wait, he doesn't want to keep...
I also saw that in Arkansas, apparently about 20% of the people who are in hospitals with coronavirus, 20% of them are children. So that's one of the things they're obviously going to be talking about. There are a lot of kids under 12, cannot currently be vaccinated. But if your kids are over 12, you probably ought to get the shot.
Yeah. All right.
Uh-oh, these Jesus are fighting Christ. Words.
I mean, you know, it's the corona pandemic, and we're in a state of fuckitude, and it's like a fight, right? It's a fight to get people vaccinated.
Which is ridiculous,
boosters,
right?
To get kids vaccinated.
Well, and listen to one of their toddler morons here, Brian Kilmeade.
You probably ought to get the shot.
Yeah, right. People are
You probably ought to get the shot, you know. You probably ought to get the shot.
Okay. God.
I'll be cooking a souffle on Fox Nation later.
It's a vaccine, man.
Right. But what's the doctor decide what you want to do? That's what usually people go to for medical advice, doctors.
I didn't go to a doctor before I got the shot.
Uh-oh. You could see they're pissed at each other before this. Because Kilmeade isn't even looking at Ducey. And when Ducey says he should probably go get the shot, then right away Kilmeade's like, you're not your doctor. Make that decision. Not tell them.
But these guys are all getting the shot because they make a lot of money on TV and they're not going to have that interrupted by Rona, right? I mean, that.
But you can see then Ducey.
Oh, yeah.
Like bristle. He sits up and he's like, I didn't talk to my doctor. I just went and got the fucking shot, you twat.
Ooh, nipples.
Usually people go to for medical advice, doctors.
I didn't go to a doctor before I got the shot.
Well, that's your decision.
Absolutely.
That's your decision. But I don't think anchors should be recommending medical advice.
Yeah.
Well, but a lot of people have been tuning into the show for 25 years to see what we think about different things. I think if you have the opportunity, get the shot.
I don't think anchors should be giving medical advice. Meanwhile, this cunt has been telling people to try hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, I can't even. If we had to go back through the history of Fox and Friends and catalog every bit of advice they've peddled to their audience, I bet it would be, I don't know, it would be crazy, right? A crazy list of fucking shit.
And here are some examples. Brian Kilmeade. Dr. Oz.
God.
Dr. Oz, I don't get this. Let's reframe this. You ready? So the French say it works. The Chinese say it works. You're getting studies that show it works. You're trying to tell people in New York to test this. You said you were going to. Have you been able to get an answer if they're testing this or not? This is hydroxychloroquine. Why aren't they testing hydroxychloroquine?
What is wrong with Dr. Oz?
No, he's...
we've had him on we played. Is he the? Well, no,
he's not as.
Keith Ablow is a lunatic doctor.
Yo, he's gone. Yeah. But Dr. Oz is
just a fuckhead.
Dubious.
Right.
Pushes dubious bullshit at best.
Dubious doctor, you fuck.
So a little no love lost there between Ducey and Kilmeade, obviously.
Oh.
I just don't think anchors should be given medical advice.
What do you think the green room was like after the show? Did they fight? Did they get mad at each other? Or did they get mad at each other? Did they give a shit? Or God damn it, Steve.
It doesn't look
Fuck
like they're
you, man.
It just doesn't look like they're real friendly to each other.
Right. Brian Kilmeade's like, go fuck yourself.
And what's her name? Ainsley. Looks very uncomfortable.
Right. She doesn't. Well, the Xanax sitting in the middle on everybody. Everybody's so pilled up, probably on that show too.
Hopefully, they'll be okay.
Oh, yeah. You guys.
They'll hug it out.
Work it out. You got a lot of chemistry on your little Nazi news program every morning. Let's keep it going.
I wonder if they share a dressing room.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you whistle in this dressing room or say the word Macbeth, we're going to make you go outside, turn around and spit 3 times, and then come back in. Do you think they say break a leg to each other? Break a leg, Ainsley. Break a leg, kill me.
Oh, they probably have a power circle right before them.
Break a leg, Stussy.
Let's go, everybody.
Zip, zap, zop.
Alex Jones is trending.
Did he die?
For a reason.
Right.
Not quite sure yet. Scrolling through. Join us every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern.
Yay, we got news.
Faithless Friday mañana.
Jeebus.
Everybody.
Jeebus.
I don't know.
Right.
Can't see why he's trending. Just a lot of people talking about him.
He just did something crazy, or he just is, he's a force.
Oh, here, Russian. This is Julia Davis. We talked about her a lot. She's a journalist who follows, she speaks Russian and follows Russian state TV.
Right.
About what they're saying over there.
Right.
Now they're saying the same fucking shit that we just heard Deanna Lorraine say.
Damn.
Over on Russian TV, they are insinuating that the deep state is to blame, that they staged the suicides.
So they're not dead?
As well as, did you see this, Belarusian opposition guy? Another country was found hanged in a park somewhere.
Is this their, like, Belarusian spies and, like...
Belarus, like, is that Lukashenko, I think, is that his name? The last dictator
they in Eastern Europe? They ordered a plane to land.
Right. They're the ones that forced the plane down and arrested a reporter.
That's scary. Stay out of Belarus, man.
And an activist.
Yeah. So, but they're going in, they're sending people to other countries to go. Well, that's what Mike Flynn wanted to do, right? He wanted to toss motherfuckers in a van that guy from Turkey was.
Oh, that right? Golan or something like that? Yeah, the guy that Erdogan wants, yeah, that he blames for the coup attempt.
That's the thing that they with fascists. There. They do bad shit like this, you know, and it makes everybody nervous. And rightly so.
But, this is from the Julie Davis writing for the Daily Beast.
Yes.
Pro-Kremlin propagandists are insinuating the American deep state is to blame for staging the suicides of January 6 Capitol Hill officers, as well as the hanging of the Belarusian opposition activist Vitaly Shisov.
Wow.
Shisov headed an organization that helped dissidents escape the clutches of Belarusian dictator Alexander Lukashenko.
God.
He was found dead in Kyiv in Ukraine under highly suspicious circumstances. Oh, no, it was suicide. So, he beat himself up, then hanged himself.
How do you get away from Lukashenko then? Or any of these people, right? I mean...
Only days earlier, Shisov's organization, known as the Belarus House in Ukraine, had helped the husband of Belarus Olympian Kristina Tsimanouskaya. 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 Tsimanouskaya.
Nice.
He helped her husband escape Ukraine when she defected at the Olympics.
Damn.
So they're pissed.
So they're upset.
So they killed him.
Oh, my God.
I mean, wait, I'm sorry. So he killed himself. Wink, wink, wink.
Do we want this for America? If so, then keep voting for these Republican lunatics that supported the insurrection, or any Republican. Because this is how this shit ends up, right? These fascists.
A cloud of suspicion surrounds Lukashenko's regime, where oppressive tactics include a series of on-state TV... includes a series on state TV that names and shames defectors and opposition activists as traitors.
Oh.
And features their photos next to a noose.
So they
this is TV.
So the state-run TV puts
of dissidents and protesters.
And they're using their that's so blatantly crazy.
On August 3rd, Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana, Tsikhanouskaya, whose likeness was featured in one such lineup, told British Prime Minister Boris Johnson she realizes she could be next. I understand I can disappear at any moment, she says.
Oh, my God.
She's not in, I don't believe she's in Belarus right now.
But the Lukashenko sends his little thugs out there, right? And hunts people down. That's fucked up.
And he recently demonstrated his obsessive desire to capture his foes when the Ryanair flight from Athens to Vilnius was intercepted just to apprehend a dissident journalist, Roman Protasevich.
Yay! Oh, my God.
Journalist now serves at Lukashenko's mercy, issuing public statements designed to undermine the opposition.
How do we deal with this guy? Like, what is the world supposed to do? Just
he's hiding behind Putin's balls.
Yeah, yeah.
They love each other.
Right. So you can't really sanction these guys. Right. Or don't go to Belarus, man. No matter what Rick Steve says in his fucking blog, do not visit.
And the fact that Russian state media is trying to blame the America for killing this guy to make it look like it was Belarus.
It's crazy.
So the Russians are standing behind this guy. Yeah.
We're living in a Jason Bourne movie. Or Matt, is it Jason Bourne? Not a good one. A scary one.
Overzealous state TV host Ola Skabieva.
Nine!
Intimated yesterday America has the most to gain from Shesov's suspected murder.
Yay.
Curiously, all of this unfurled after Siskanouskaya went to America after she met with Joe Biden.
Oh, okay, I see. Jesus.
The screen then filled up with the flashing words in Russian, double standards and hypocrisy, showing images of Shesov, Biden, the White House, and scenes from the Capitol insurrection.
Oh, my God. Jesus. It's like, you gotta, I don't know.
One day earlier, state TV news program Veshti on channel Russia 24 broadcast the ludicrous conspiracy theory from a random Gab user claiming that the deep state is getting rid of witnesses in order to prevent them from testifying before the January 6th House committee.
But a random Gab user.
And now Deanna Lorraine is saying it. Ugh. The Russians are saying it. Somebody comes up with a batshit theory and they're like, oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
Let's use that.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's fucking nuts. I don't know. I guess James Bond around? Is there anybody we can call to help? Do we have any cool spies that can go out and.
I mean, this Lukashenko already has a shit ton of sanctions and stuff against them.
Yeah.
Russia keeps helping them when they imposed those no-fly zones after he commanded a plane to land as it was flying over. Putin just said, oh, well, here, you can use ours.
Yeah, and, no biggie.
They routed him through Georgia or something like that.
Right,
so,
right.
But it hardly hurt him at all.
Yeah. We need the Super Friends or the Justice League or the X-Men or the one with the Incredible Hulk, the Avengers. We need something like that. We need Wakanda, to be honest.
Wakanda.
We're in bad shape. We don't even know how to deal with this fucking pandemic.
Good news.
Yes.
I guess. This is Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The Justice Department has briefed Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego and Police Chief Jerry Williams about the investigation. We are pleased by their pledge of support.
So, Attorney General Merrick Garland announced today the Justice Department is opening an investigation into the Phoenix Police Department and their practices.
Good.
Including the use of excessive force and violations of the First Amendment.
Damn. Yeah, this is great. We have to go after these fucking cops, man, that are doing bad shit to people.
The Justice Department has opened a civil rights investigation into the Phoenix Popo Department.
Heck yeah. I mean, damn, what about,
you know, all those
Eric Holder's investigation.
All those police departments. What happened to all those investigations that Bill Barr was doing of all those police departments? Oh, wait a second.
He didn't.
What about all those investigations that Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III had launched into racist and violent police departments? Oh, wait. Nothing happened.
Right.
They stopped all that.
The Confederate Keebler elf is a bigot. But Eric Holder looked into Ferguson, Missouri, and they did an audit, and what did they find? A bunch of bullshit,
and
right?
And they dissolved the police department there.
That's how bad it was. That's how bad it was. That means it's
And don't
like
forget
that
Darren Wilson, the killer of Michael Brown,
yes,
who, according to Darren Wilson, morphed into a demon,
God,
like black guys do, according to these white folk, that Darren Wilson ended up on the Ferguson Police Department from another police department that had been dissolved because of corruption and racism.
That's crazy. That is
We can't
folly.
Forget that.
That's insanity. That's so crazy.
The investigation will root this into Phoenix, will root out whether the police department retaliates against people for using their First Amendment rights, for unlawfully takes or destroys the belongings of the homeless, all types of force used by officers.
Well, that's the thing. These cops will just toss some homeless person's like tent or something, right?
Yeah.
Or they'll just harass them or arrest them for being for loitering. Or
the investigation comes after reviews of court files, media reports, and citizen complaints. Garland also specifically called attention to the impending risk of mass evictions in the future.
Oh shit!
Which he said will add to the crisis of homelessness, not only in Phoenix but around the country. And will lead to more police being called to deal with people experiencing mental health crises who do not have housing.
We got to get it together. You know what I mean? I feel like we have to get it together. The country needs a quote unquote come to sky god moment or something. Just to get things together a little bit.
This is the third investigation so far that they've announced into
some
Popo federal.
That's good.
Federal investigations into Popo.
Yay.
And we need Momo.
Yeah, Popo. More. Go fuck yourself.
I wonder what about the First Amendment. I wonder if it's like going after protesters or if it has to do with it could be with these auditors too.
Like you're filming cops.
Well, yeah, retaliation is pretty big. There's especially you'll be shocked to learn these small town asshole cops.
You're in the middle of nowhere. They feel like they can do anything, right? I mean, and they're right, kind of.
And they'll start, you know, they'll see these guys and they'll start following them around and wait for them to step 1 foot off the curb that's not at a crosswalk.
And then they arrest them, right?
Throw them in, throw them in jail.
We're crazy. This country is fucking nutso. We like to think we're not nutso, but we're nutso.
And there's no, even if they're, the charges are dropped, which they most often are in a lot of these cases. They don't care. They know that the charges will be dropped.
Right.
They want to make you go sit in jail for a few hours. They want to throw you in handcuffs and humiliate you and throw you in the back of the car so that you know who is boss.
Right. And then they want to ruin you financially.
Well, yeah, but if they drop the charges,
you
know, nothing will happen.
That's true.
In that case. But, and they take these guys' property.
Yeah.
They'll hold their cameras.
Oh, yeah.
And some of these guys are like, wait, you dropped the charges. Why has it been weeks since you give me my fucking camera?
Because they're punishing you.
Right. They're whiny little piss babies, and they're retaliating against citizens who are doing nothing but exercising their First Amendment.
And they're snowflakes, don't you think?
Many.
Right.
Occasional good ones.
Yes.
The good auditors out there also put up the ones that are boring.
Right. They don't do anything wrong. Yeah.
They'll say, you know, First Amendment audit, Pensacola police pass.
Yeah.
Or something. It's like the police came out. They said, hey, how you doing?
Right.
You know, these auditors say we expect you to talk to us. They're like, you can't expect to be taking pictures out here and have, you know, and we get a call. We have to come talk to you. Well, you have a right. Come talk.
Yeah. You can come talk to me.
Right. And but if there's no crime being committed, they don't have to talk back.
Right.
And they don't have to talk. And they certainly don't have to produce any kind of ID.
Yeah. I'm in a public place. This isn't papers, please. Right.
No, Twitter, WCNICH. The logical explanation for cop suicide is post-traumatic stress.
Of course.
A nefarious explanation could be shame of being in on the insurrection conspiracy, not the ridiculous right-wing Arkanside idea.
Damn.
But logical isn't how wingnuts rule. Exactly.
Didn't these Capitol police say that the insurrection was like, they said it was like a medieval fucking battle or something. The hand-to-hand combat. I mean, it looks nightmarish.
Well, they were swinging
tourists.
Their flagpoles at them.
Beating people to
death. Right,
right. God.
We've only got about a minute left here. We do thank y'all for listening live and for when we are able to go live with our shitty fucking internet.
We live in a third world shithole.
Thanks for downloading us as a podcast. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com.
Yay.
/ Amazon. Oh, a new headline, Florida leads the nation in children hospitalized for COVID.
Oh, that's perfect. Jesus Christ.
Also, the Dallas-Fort Worth region has passed its hospitalization peak from the summer of 2020.
Oh, my God. Ugh. You can see on the COVID map that, I mean, you know, not that this is, that we're in a spike. I mean, oh, Jesus.
So,
yay, perfect, everybody.
We can probably call it there.
Coronavirus. We're fucked.
Let me start up our fancy music. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Jesus.
Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always at your favorite podcast app, crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing. He's on the internet at Rated R Comedy on the Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, and Facebook. And check out his website, ratedrcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We'll be back tomorrow for the wonderful Faithless Friday, everybody. We'll talk to you then.
Viva la resistance.
Now you understand. I'll get my hands politically around your neck, and all your tough guy crap's gonna end real quick.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.